The BetMGM Network presents to you the most unique show in sports.
I'm an NFL junkie. I think I like the NFL more than my wife. Don't tell her. Don't tell anybody. I love the National Football League.
A show so unapologetically original, it needs its own word to describe it. Wagertainment.
Money won. Is twice as sweet as money here.
Featuring the prop king himself, Nick Kostos.
Can't you see? Oh, can't you see? What betting the Dolphins been doing to me?
Much like when Clark Kent enters the phone booth and emerges as Superman, Tua Tagovailoa became his alter ego. Tua turned the ball over.
This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
What's up, everybody? Happy and merry, magnificent football Monday to you and yours. This is You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you here on the Odyssey app, on Sirius XM. On YouTube at youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. Like and subscribe to the page, youtube.com/@TheBetMGM Network. And if you're watching the show right now on YouTube or Twitch, please like and subscribe. Support the show for all the hours of free wagertainment we bring you on a weekly and daily basis. We are on YouTube. We are on Twitch and heard on radio stations nationwide and permanently inhabiting spots in your hearts and in your minds, as we bring you the fastest show in all of wagertainment, talking all things sports betting. The show presented today and always by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. Coming up today on the show, Femi and I will recap the betting weekend that was in football. And if I had to summarize the weekend in two words, those two words would be Jackson Arnold. Hey, jerk. That's coming up to start next hour. Full betting recap from the weekend that was in football. Femi and I will also tell you the games that we like for this coming weekend in both college football and the National Football League. And Femi and I touched base a little earlier, as we do every morning before a show. And we both agree on a disgusting side this weekend in the NFL. A gross side this weekend in the NFL. I don't know how many people are going to want to click that button, but we think it's going to be a winner. What is it? We will tell you in the final hour of today's show. And speaking of the final hour of today's show, that will also feature all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. Most notably, an absolute banger on Monday Night Football to wrap up week number three with the Baltimore Ravens hosting the Detroit Lions. Current side and total of that game, Ravens, a 4.5-point favorite, and that's where we've been for a number of days now. Baltimore, a 4.5-point favorite. As far as the total goes, one-way action, all towards the over. We are currently 54 is the total for tonight at our show sponsor, BetMGM. We will give you our bets, side total and props, full analysis for the Lions and the Ravens to close the show in the Power Hour. And we want to know your best bets for the Lions and the Ravens. Type it in the YouTube chat, type it in the Twitch chat. Your best bet for tonight with Detroit and Baltimore. Could be a side, could be a total, could be a prop. Whatever you like, you could bet whatever you like. YouTube and Twitch, type it in. Tyler Morales, our executive producer today with Bill Zimmerman on vacation. Tyler will read them later in the show, or I will. I don't know. We haven't decided yet. But type it in on YouTube and Twitch. We'll shout you out. Your best bet for Monday Night Football with the Lions and the Ravens. But we officially begin. Magnificent Football Monday edition of You Better You Bet with an ode to the greatest sport in the history of civilization. Human or otherwise. What a witching hour yesterday in the National Football League. It was so electric. It was so unbelievable that you had the sense as it was happening that this is out of the ordinary. That there are great witching hours and there are great NFL Sundays, but perhaps not many as good as this one that we saw week number 3 yesterday, Sunday, September 21st, year of our Lord, 2025. And that confirmed today with this unbelievable statistic. Yesterday in the NFL, 14 games played. 7 of them featured a game-winning score in the final 3 minutes. That is tied for the most on an NFL Sunday since the merger with the NFL and the AFL in 1970. Absolutely preposterous. And in that early slate, we saw ridiculous endings and game-winning scores in the final couple minutes with the Steelers and the Patriots in New England. Aaron Rodgers to Stone Cold Calvin Austin. Austin 316 says, you turned it over 5 times and we beat you by 7 on the road. We saw a game-winning score in the closing moments of the Jets and the Buccaneers in Tampa. Aaron Glenn strutting down the sidelines as Will McDonald had a farm, bringing back a blocked field goal for a touchdown. But you know what? Shake and bake on the other side. Baker Mayfield leads the Bucs for their 3rd game-winning score in the final minute to start a year. The first team since 1970, since the merger, to achieve that feat. We had the Jags and the Texans. Whatever the hell that was. That atrocity, that abortion of a football game, an offensive football game, setting football back to the Mesozoic era with Jacksonville and Houston. I'm pretty happy that the Jaguars won. We had the Browns and the Packers, and we were absolutely loving it. We had the Bills in the barn in Survivor on Thursday night. We were rooting for chaos, and damn it, we got some. As the Browns upset the Packers, a blocked field goal at the end of the game. It was blocked field goal day in the National Football League. Joe Flacco, a couple passes, and then Andre Schmidt, the rookie kicker, 55 yards to knock the Green Bay from the ranks of the unbeaten. And then, of course, the main event, the Eagles and the Rams in Philadelphia. And we will get to all the betting implications, and there were many from that game, as Jordan Davis rumbling, bumbling, and stumbling, 330 pounds, looking like Usain Bolt running that blocked kick back as time expired. And man, I did not bet the Rams. But as someone who has suffered some just mind-numbing defeats thus far this season, I do have sympathy. If you had the Rams plus the points, that's one of the worst beats you could possibly fathom or imagine with the way that game ended yesterday. Just absolutely ridiculous. So we'll get to all the betting implications, but we need to start with the game itself. Eagles 33, Rams 26. And I hate to just dismiss the losers of the game. Guys, I will talk a little bit about the Rams. But for now, we're going to put the Los Angeles Rams to the side. Because to me, this game was all about the reigning, defending Super Bowl champion, Philadelphia Eagles. And the battle raging inside of them. Devil on one shoulder, angel on another. The good and the bad. The yin and the yang. 2023 versus 2024. For the first half of that game yesterday with the Eagles and the Rams, that was the 2023 Philadelphia Eagles offense. That was Brian Johnson calling the plays. That was an impotent offense that couldn't get the ball down the field to amazing wide receivers that had the fans in Philadelphia booing the home team. That was straight out of the 2023 playbook. An offense with a stud offensive line, even with Lane Johnson having to leave the game. We'll see about his status coming up for this week's game against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Stud offensive line. Super Bowl MVP quarterback Jalen Hurts. Offensive player of the year, the reigning Saquon Barkley at running back. A.J. Brown, Devontae Smith, returning Dallas Goedert. 33 total yards of offense at halftime. Minus one passing yards, including sacks. 1.5 yards per play. I'm getting texts from friends of mine, Eagles fans and otherwise, including our executive producer today, noted Philadelphia sports fan, Tyler Morales. And everybody saying the same thing. This is the 2023 Eagles. Brian Johnson's back calling the plays. Kevin Petullo, disgrace to Italians. The Italian Brian Johnson. What the hell's going on with this Eagles offense? The Eagles offense is broken. And the Rams led at halftime 19-7 and had a stranglehold of this game. Should have been up by more. The Rams should have been up more. But still, up by 12 entering the break. And then went up 19-26-7 on a Matthew Stafford 10-yard touchdown pass to Kyren Williams. This game felt over. I want to know the person out there at 26-7 Rams who felt like the Eagles were going to win. That felt like the Eagles were going to come back and win this game. I tried to tell everybody last week, following the win against Kansas City, where everyone melted down as if the Eagles had lost, and they beat the Chiefs in Kansas City. There's no way this offense is going to go down like it did in 23. No way. Not with that experience under the belt. Not with how smart and how savvy and self-aware Jalen Hurts is. And say whatever the hell you want about Nick Sirianni. Like, there's no way that's happening again. The players are too good. They diagnosed why it happened in 23. And I felt like they are going to be gangbusters. That this offense has got that gear and they're going to hit it. They ain't going down like that. And lo and behold, in the second half, they absolutely erupt. 26 straight points to end the game. 255 yards of total offense in the second half. Over 200 passing yards in the second half for Jalen Hurts. 109 receiving yards, almost all in the second half, for the best player on the field yesterday, A.J. Brown. We told you last week, leading up to the game, Akello Witherspoon being out for the L.A. Rams was a monster deal because the other Rams corners, whether it be Emmanuel Forbes or going down the line, are all undersized. They can't cover A.J. Brown. Physically, they can't do it. And they didn't. A.J. Brown was unbelievable. Unbelievable. A physical specimen. Showed you why he's one of the best receivers in the game. Best player on the field yesterday in Philadelphia. And after A.J. Brown's touchdown that made it 26-21, Goddard had the first one to make it 26-14, then A.J. Brown scores to make it 26-21. The cameras on Fox catch Jalen Hurts in the Jalen Hurts way. He's jawing with the running backs coach Singleton and offensive coordinator Kevin Petullo. Now, for Jalen Hurts, jawing means having like a pretty pleasant conversation. Because for those of you that have seen the video of Jalen Hurts on the game-winning field goal block and subsequent touchdown, you would think that like the field goal was good by the Rams. His demeanor never changes. He's a psycho, right? And I mean that in a positive way, at least on the football field. So Hurts, in a nice way, not like the way like Tom Brady would scream at coaches, and I don't even mean that as a slight at Brady. I would probably fall more in the Tom Brady category if it were me. You can tell that Hurts is pissed. You can tell that Hurts is pissed at Petullo. He's pissed at the way this is going on offense. And if you're an Eagles fan, and if you're someone who likes the Eagles this year to achieve big outcomes, you absolutely had
to love it.
And after a Rams failed fourth down conversion, after a blocked field goal, the first blocked field goal, here come the Philadelphia Eagles. 17 plays, 91 yards. Jalen Hurts to Devontae Smith. Touchdown. And the Eagles take a 27-26 lead. Now, obviously, both field goal blocks were hugely impactful in the result of the game. But to me, even if that kick had been good at the very end, and it wasn't, the Eagles showed me something that had me believing another super outcome is possible. I'll explain why on the other side. We'll get into the Rams and way more from Week 3 NFL Sunday here on You Better You Bet.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.